Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
The open sign's been put up. We are open. Turn the on-air light on. There it is. Got it. Oh, yeah, neon on-air light, and we should probably change the open sign to a neon light, too, flashing. Bzz, bzz, love those neon lights. I got a couple of those in the greasy garage in the museum, and why not, huh? Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome into Auto World. I'm sitting in the greasy garage studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host for this hour and the 2 hours prior to this and each and every week. I'm very honored and very happy to come to the microphone, folks. Smile on my face to just say, hey, hi, and welcome into the greasy garage. Sometimes we go down the hall and get into the NASCAR studio, and sometimes we go into the drag race studio. You never know. When delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210, he's out always looking for some awesome, fresh news. He drops in every so often, knocks on the door, and he comes in. And, of course, we've got an unbelievable, beautiful, beautiful-looking antique vintage teletype machine that goes off every so often that gives us a, well, it's an old machine, but it still works, and it gives us some fresh news. Here today, on the third hour of Auto World, you're the star. Each and every hour, every second, you're the star of the show. Without you folks listening on our great affiliates and on the apps and on the internet, we wouldn't be here. The crew of Auto World is very happy to be here. We just live automotive. This is what I've been doing over 40-some years. And we know when it gets down to it, you're talking automotive, answering people's questions all day long in a repair shop and on the phone all day, and you're touching and tasting the keyboard. Basically, I don't taste the keyboard unless my coffee spills on it. But no, hopefully that doesn't happen. Then I'll have a glitch in my computer, which looks up automotive parts. And like we just did the last hour, helping Trey with looking up parts, I have all that in front of me, and it's fresh. And in fact, that's one thing that I do help with a lot of you. A lot of you, I want to do a shout out to each and every one of you and let you know that I do help you consult with your automotive repair shop, tire shop, detail shop, body shop, period, at no cost. Here this last week, I sold a set of tires to one of our friends, family, and it just all happens that way, and we save money. That's what it's all about. Saving the lettuce. This is not a produce show or a gardening show, unless you, of course, have your boots on and you got mud on them and you climb into your cockpit of your truck, car with mud. Oh, yeah. You got those WeatherTech floor mats. They do protect the carpet underneath the floor mat, but do they grow a garden on top of the floor mat? They do, if you climb in and put dirt on them. And they come in with walking with seeds and all. And then it starts to rain, and you got a little moisture. Anyway, it's not a gardening show, Mark. It's not a floor mat show. Yeah, those are a good brand of WeatherTech. That's a selfless plug there. They're not a sponsor. Maybe they should be. I use them. Anyway, talking about pulling the car cover off, a good car cover, too, by the way. I had an email come in during between the hours of the show, second to the third hour, and the gentleman was asking me, what's a good car cover company? Because we have one here for Auto World that we've just pulled off on the first hour, and we're cooking down the road right now. We're in fourth gear here on the third hour. We got six gears, so we got a couple more gears to go. So the question is, what's a good car cover? Well, who's been in the business long? A long, long, long time. That's how I kind of look at things. Like I keep saying, I've been in it for over 40-some years. I'm saying I don't know hardly anything. I'm still learning. But since I live it, and I'm in it for many years, I learn a lot from all of you. A lot from our vendors. A lot from the parts stores. A lot from everybody. Because the cars keep changing. Car cover. Brand. California Car Cover. It's a good brand. California Car Cover. They've been around forever. Jimmy DeFrank, I'd love to put him on the air. We'll maybe get him on the air. I've interviewed him before. We'll get him on the air and not really talk about car covers. We're just going to let you know that, you know, this is the one you need to get. But, oh, yeah, his hobby? Oh, you'd love to hear about his hobby. Anyway, Jimmy DeFrank, California Car Cover Company. Tell him I sent you, Mark Evans, Auto World. Anyway, today here on this third hour, not the second, the third hour of Auto World, what happened in this week in automotive history. We're going to get to that. And, oh yeah, not only that, but your emails too. We're going to answer some emails here live, because I like to do some live emails coming out of the email bag each week, because if you hear me read it live, then you might feel that, oh, he's got the same problem I have. And I answer it, and we fix vehicles to help you save that green lettuce again. Or to help you not wear out that plastic debit card or credit card. Plastic. Ugh. Anyway, also, this third hour I have the 2021 highest safety ratings from the IIHS. There's 20 brands, folks, that's on the list. I'm starting at number 20, and I'm going to go all the way up to number 1, who won the most awards when it comes to safety ratings. And do you really care? You never really thought about that. You know they all have airbags now. And you all know that, in fact, the airbags have got recalls on them. Did you get your recalled airbag fixed yet? Recalls means free. Get them fixed. We talked about that on the first hour. Just get them fixed. Call the dealer. Get your VIN number in front of you. Call them. Say, get me a, do I have a recall on my airbag? And I want it fixed. So, with that said, we're talking about safety. And do you buy a car on the word safety? Well, you might now, after we talk about the highest safety ratings for 2021 from the IIHS. Oh, yeah. Why not? Now, let's get going here on the trivia question. The trivia question for the third hour is, you all know the word spark plug. You all know that you've got spark plugs. And, oh, by the way, for you folks that have the electric cars, the EVs, the BEVs, then you can be a part of the show, too. Don't be bashful. I know that you know the word spark plug. You've probably owned a car or two with spark plugs in it in the past. Okay, pull the spark plug out and look at it. And it's got an AC on it. That's the brand, AC. So AC is a brand, but what does the AC stand for? Don't email me or call me if you're going to tell me Apple Charlie, but it's not Apple Charlie. It's something different than Apple Charlie. Apple Charlie? No. Okay. Email autoworldradio at yahoo.com. That's one word, autoworldradio at yahoo.com. Phone number 855-660-4261. I've got it memorized. I hope you do too. If not, thank you for putting it on your refrigerator and tuning in your man cave, your she shed, your living room, your favorite car that you're sitting in right now with the radio on. Thank you. I do appreciate that. It's a very honored time to get behind the microphone and share with you a lot of great information that comes out of my brain, hopefully. That's what it's all about. A little trivia to start off the third hour of Auto World. Love doing trivia. 1934 it was that year. The first coil spring independent front suspension was in 1934. Is introduced by Cadillac. These heavy spring steel rods are shaped in a spiral and are used to provide support between the front wheels and the car body. Coil springs were first invented by Cadillac in 1934. And today, they're still around. That's the little coily spring that goes around the strut. That's the shock. It's in front of your car. So when you look through the top of your tire, folks, you'll see that coily spring hugging that strut or shock inside there. So, with that said, just as we did Trey with his fuel pump, replace the whole fuel pump module. Just don't buy the electric fuel pump electric motor and stick it in the old module. I want the whole module replaced at only $119 for a Cadillac Escalade. See? It's pretty cheap. Now, let's talk about coil springs since we went there in 1934. They're worn out, folks. When do they get worn out on your vehicle? They're holding the whole front end of your car up. The strut or the shock that's in that little coil spring is just designed to keep the tire from bouncing like a basketball. Okay, they're worn out if you got 95,000 or more on your vehicle. Let's get them replaced as a package. Oh, yeah, when we come back, what happened on this week in automotive history? Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio on the Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations just hard to forget, as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations just hard to forget, as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations just hard to forget, as they are to ignore.
Do not ignore them. Hey, look at that. This weekend, talking about drag racing, the National Hot Rod Association, the NHRA, the Dodge SRT, U.S. Nationals. This is like the final grand poupah for the drag racers. I salute the motorcycle drivers. Unbelievable. They strap on that motorcycle. Whoa, V-twin Harley power. Underneath, you know where they're sitting, of course, and they're laying down on the top of that thing, getting ready to go down 1,000 foot of a drag strip, 2-speed transmission in them, and guess what kind of horsepower those bad boys pull? Oh yeah, it's a 2-wheeler, a Harley motorcycle, 1,000 HPs, 1,000 horsepower. I salute you folks. I hope that leather works. The speeds, they're hitting speeds of 191 miles an hour. Okay, so who did win in the floppers? The floppers are, of course, the AA funny cars, the U.S. Nationals, the Dodge SRT U.S. Nationals at Indianapolis, Indiana this week. This weekend, Tim Wilkerson, congratulations. 320 mile an hour, he did do it in the funny car. Oh, yeah. My God, this is just nuts. 320 miles an hour. Tim, you did it. John Force wasn't in. Sorry, John, didn't make it. Oh, I've had John Force behind the microphone before with Shirley Modowney, which she's retired. John is not yet. John got both of his daughters into the cockpit, and they're racing, and they're doing quite well, too. Just a little bit of drag racing news. Hey, here's that trivia question. I've got an answer on that. Trivia question is a spark plug that I've been talking about. It's got an AC on the side of it. And what does the AC stand for? What the trivia question is right now. Can't say was because it's going to be a was here in a little bit. Well, look at there. Sally answered it. Sally, thank you. It's good to have you here. And you're listening to us, you say, in West Plains, Missouri. Good to have you along. Oh, my goodness. It's been a while since we've been in West Plains. Do a shout out to our great affiliate there in West Plains. Shout out! A shout out to our radio station that takes Auto World each and every week. KWPM, AM 1450, West Plains, Mountain View, Bakersfield, Missouri, and all of you in between. Sally says to listen to you. There's our horn. She listens to us on a Saturday and also on a Sunday on GCNLive.com. Thank you, Sally. And she says AC stands for the gentleman who invented the spark plug. You're right there. What's the name? I'm reading your email. Albert Champion. Sally, good job. Appreciate it. Send me an email address. I can give you out some great gifts. I'm going to throw in a... Well, in fact, Sally, I'm just going to guess you've got at least a vehicle that's got a V8. You're going to need spark plugs, too. Champion spark plugs, that is. Why not? AC, folks. Albert Champion. Why am I giving Sally a Missouri Champion spark plugs? Because, well, why did they call them Champion spark plugs? They were named after the man who invented them. In 1907, Champion began manufacturing their first spark plugs made of porcelain, quickly becoming the supplied spark plugs of all Model Ts, the Ford Model Ts. Albert's big break was when he met with the owner of Buick and started making plugs for all Buicks. Well, at that point, Albert changed the name to AC. So Buick said, let's put not Champions in, let's put your initials, AC, on the spark plug. Albert made the first resistor spark plug, too. Oh, by the way, a resistor spark plug prevents electrical interference that can cause ignition misfires, folks. Charles Lindbergh, made the first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic powered by Champion spark plugs. Thank you, Albert Champion. AC. A lot of us might think AC are like AC Delcos, or like a factory thing. Albert Champion. Is there a difference in spark plugs? That is literally, I could talk for a full hour on just spark plugs. A lot of you don't care about spark plugs because we're going into the EV, the electrical world. We've been in the electrical world, but we're getting into it even deeper. And coming up here on Auto World, we're going to be talking about that E-GMP. Electrical Global Modular Platform. What brand has that, and why are they doing it? You need to understand that spark plugs will be still in your life. Why? You mow your grass? Yeah? Do you have an electric lawnmower? Oh, yeah, you do. See? Well, there's so many things that have to have a spark plug. Weed whacker?
Oh, I've got an electric one, Mark. Uh-oh. Well, keep thinking, though. I'll come up with something that has to have a spark plug. A lot of us have a spark plug. Hybrid. Oh, yeah. Axelrod Alex has a vehicle that's a hybrid. He's got spark plugs and electrical. Spark plugs, will they ever go bye-bye, I guess is the question for you. I don't know. Albert Champion, back in 1907. I know my 1916 Chevrolet has got some big boy Champions in it. And without those big boy, when I say big boy, I mean the socket on it's like 7/8 of an inch. It's huge compared to the little peanut plug that's been put into the General Motors products today, ACs, Albert Champions, and General Motors. Oh, yeah. The Cadillac Escalades, the Cadillac, the GMC Denalis, the Chevrolets, etc. Okay, it's time now before we go to a little short break. What happened on this week in automotive history? Well, folks, on this day in 1959, Henry Ford II introduced the compact, fuel-efficient Falcon. Oh, yeah, he did it by closed-circuit TV to viewers in 21 cities. The little car with the Big Bird name became an instant success. Dealers across the country snapped up every one of the 97,000 offered in the first production run by the next day. Officials say began October 8th for the 1960 model year. Within 2 years, more than 1 million Falcons sold. The Falcon, marked as the small car with the big fill, was one of the many compacts being produced by American automakers following decades of land yachts. Oh, yeah, the big boy Chrysler Newport, of course. You know, the Chevy Malibus. The Chevy Impalas. Oh, the Ford Galaxies. To compete with the fuel-efficient European imports like the Volkswagen Beetle, and American automakers had to shift to compact production. Foreign car sales had jumped more than 1,000% between 1954 and 1959, taking up an astonishing 10% of the total U.S. sales. Without action, the import invasion could have spelled disaster for the big three back in that day, played a big partial role in the downfall of small independent car companies. Oh, yeah. Around the same time, Chevrolet unveiled the Corvair and the Chrysler introduced the Valiant, both competing with the Falcon. This era of automaking from big to small led to a large change in the auto industry. Drivers now desired, well, such low costs as great fuel economy and efficiency. When we come back, we're going to dig deeper into why the Ford Falcon. There's a Falcon in the studio. Help!
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says the COVID response team is ready to roll out booster vaccine whenever the FDA approves them. Klain pushing back on the notion that the White House is getting ahead of the science regarding booster shots.
What we said was that we would be ready as of the 20th, which was the projection we were given from the senior science team as to when the FDA would clear the boosters. I want to be absolutely clear. No one's going to get boosters until the FDA says they're approved, until the CDC Advisory Committee makes a recommendation.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. The cleanup effort continues on Sunday for those affected by Hurricane Ida. Restoring electricity remains a top priority. More than 700,000 customers in Louisiana are still in the dark. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. That's 800-882-2093.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gotta have those black driving gloves on, folks. Get the driving gloves on. I've got mine on. And thanks for putting a breath mint in. That's one thing about that's what we have to do that here. Breath mints. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. Hey, I just want to let you know I got rid of the Falcons that were in the studio, but the Falcon, yes, that's what happened on this week back in 1959. The Falcon remained in American production lines from 1970, folks, but the lineup featured coupes, sedans, wagons, convertibles, sedan delivery models. But, as you know, the Falcons went bye-bye. The Ranchero also used the Falcon as a base in the early 1960s, and the first few years of the revolutionary Ford Mustang, they used the platform as well. Falcons. Boy, they are very rare, and they cost a little bit to put together today. To restore, rebuild, all that, but nice little car, as they called it. Nice little big car. That's what happened on this week, many years ago. Let's go now. It's time to get into that email bag. Okay, now, reach in there and pull one. There's a big one right there. There it is. I say big, I'm just talking that the email bag is big. Okay. I like to read a lot of your emails on the air live. If you do not want me to read it on live, behind the microphone live, to share with other people, just say no thanks, but help me. That's all you do. And you do that, and I do appreciate that. This one I can read. It gives me the go-ahead to share with all of you. And I never do share your last name, your address, your email address, by the way, that's our business, your business, nobody else's business. It gets deleted as soon as you and I get done talking through email, folks. Just want to let you know that. And I never have kind of shouted that out, and I should have a long time ago, that your email is to you, nobody else but you. And when you send it to me and you ask me through, I'm not gathering your emails up, your addresses up, to try to sell you anything. I'm going to put that right there right now. RHRN right here, right now. No. It's about helping you with your auto world that you are in. So don't be bashful. I'm not tagging your emails. I'm not trying to sell you anything later. In fact, I get mad at myself sometimes because I delete it too soon because I have one more thing to tell you. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, no, I deleted it. So with that said, my email at all times for you throughout 8 days a week that we are all working now today. 8 days? Is there 8 days in the week? I thought there was nine. You're taking a day off, Mark? Okay. 7 days, email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Love to hear from you at all times, right now, live and or delayed and or any day of the week, an hour that, you know, your auto world goes crumbling down and you need help. You're mad at your shop, you're mad at the technician, you're mad at your pocketbook because there's not enough green lettuce and cash in there to fix it. Your plastic card, you go to swipe it, and there's just not enough there to swipe. I'm here to save you money. Let's get to this email. Shout out to you, Mark. Thanks for being here. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's my paycheck. I do appreciate that. Thank you for saying something. And this is Sean. Thank you, Sean. He says, I'm listening to you every week from my music studio, man studio. I recently purchased a new to me but used Ferrari, the Magnum PI cheese grater model. Okay. I do like those cars. Those are nice. Was wanting to know if you could recommend a certain brand of wax for this Ferrari red that's on her. And what's the best way to maintain the shine? Thank you, my friend, Sean, in Salt Lake City. Sean, thank you. And we are in Salt Lake City now. Fantastic. Woo! Shout out. Let's do a shout out to our great affiliate in Salt Lake City. 1640 AM, KBJA, Sandy, Provo, Ogden, Salt Lake City, Utah. And oh, there's our horn. And everyone in between, thank you for tuning in. And Sean, thank you. I'm going to have to get down to Salt Lake. You're not that far away from where I'm sitting in Boise, Idaho. Help you, well, we need to exercise that Ferrari, Sean. Anyway, great question, and you're absolutely right. The red on a Ferrari is the best, the most beautiful red there is in the auto world. They did and do know how to put red. Ferrari does. But red, the pigment in red is the worst. Number two would be black. Or, a lot of us might say, if you're doing it on a number scale, the black is 0.1 off of being the worst from red. So they're both really bad, Sean, in order to maintain and to get the red protected and to get the pigment back, the color back. The pigment is the color, folks. And the best way to do it, Sean, first and foremost, and this is for everybody, and Sean, thank you for your email because this is really going to help all of us. I talk the same with whatever brand, Ferrari to down to whatever car, truck. It doesn't matter. I'm talking to take care and maintain a color on a vehicle. Sean, you need to get a clay bar. First and foremost, and this is for everybody, wash the vehicle, Sean. Literally wash the vehicle. And when you do that, and there's two things here. I'm talking about water, but at the same token, let's go down the water path real quick. Water. You want to use a Meguiar's car wash soap. Meguiar's car wash soap, Sean. Mother's car wash soap, period. Those are the two. Buy a solid liquid car wash that does not have wax in it. I want straight car wash soap. Meguiar's or Mother's. And get a wash mitt that's a terry cloth. That will not scratch your red and or your black Ferrari, by the way, folks. So, once you do that, but, Sean, if you're saying I do not want to put any water in my Ferrari, you never sees any rain, snow, or any bad weather at all, it's in the stall next to my other car, and it never sees but just dust. Quick detailer spray, Sean. Quick detailer spray. That gets the dust and the sewage out of the pores of the red paint. Quick detailer. With a terry cloth, microfiber towel again. You spray and you wipe. That's the dust. Now, if you're going to don't mind about water being on there, then you're going to do Mark Meyer's car wash soap and her mother's. Once that's done, do not spray it with a hose. Take the spray off the hose, and I want you to just let the water coming out of the hose to rinse the soap off of the paint, Sean. Let's get that done. Now, once it dries, terry cloth towel to dab the wetness off of it. That's on the wet side. On the quick detailer side, you're going to spray and wipe, and it's going to be dry automatically. Now, Sean, I want you to go get a clay bar kit. The clay bar kit comes with, and this is two brands, Mother's and Meguiar's. Clay bar kit. And I want you to do a clay bar kit. For this Ferrari, I want you to do the ceramic wax clay bar kit. Ceramic wax clay bar kit. And when we get done, you're going to clay bar. This clay bar looks like a bar of soap. You're going to spray that quick detailer that comes in the kit. Keep it wet, the clay bar wet, while you're wiping that down, Sean, hand wiping it. That's going to pull all the dirt out of those pores and pigments. That, you know, open up the pores and bring let the pigments come out, which is the color. Once you pull all the dirt out with the clay bar, you might need two clay bars, Sean. Depends on how dirty that is. Once you rub that with your quick detailer and rub that clay bar in there, you're going to turn that clay bar over and see how dirty it is. And throw it away. Throw it away. Once it gets all dirty and black, throw it away. Get in your clay bar. Keep spraying, keep it wet while you're wiping. Once you get the clay bar done, then you're going to go ahead and put the ceramic wax in there. And what you're doing is filling all the... If we looked at it underneath the microscope, you'd see big, huge canyons, Sean, where you pulled all the dirt out of the canyon, kind of like our face, pores that have blackheads in them. We're pulling the blackheads out, Sean. And then once we wax that Ferrari red, you're coming over and making it a nice, sheen, smooth surface with ceramic wax. Hope that helps, Sean. Send me an email address there in Salt Lake City, and I'll send you out some gifts. I might even drive down to hand deliver them to you, Sean. You're listening to Mark Evans right here in the Greasy Garage Studio, and this is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
But they had it so bad, 'cause I got a Galaxy 500.
Oh, I am. Sometimes you get in your own galaxy when you don't have a can of WD-40 to spray on the garage door rollers. Simple life. When the garage door rollers start to squeal, we've got them here in the auto world. You know, of course, the garage door goes up each and every hour and goes down each and every hour. I've got to get some lube on those wheels. Auto World, you're listening to right now. I'm Mark Evans, your host. What is Auto World? It's your official ASE-certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome, plated, pearl, painted, oh yeah, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast, internet, TV, talk show. That's what it is. And I want to thank you. I salute each and every one of you for tuning in each and every week. It means a lot to us. Here in Auto World, means a lot to me. I mean a lot. That means a lot to the point that when I sit behind the microphone and say to myself, you know, I've got a lot of people that need help out there for cars and trucks and answering questions on why their auto world's the way it is. And with that, it's time for a little trivia here on the third hour again. Why not? The 1959 Mercedes-Benz W111 was the first production car with a crumple zone. Yes, back in 1959, folks, Mercedes-Benz, the W111, marked a milestone in car design with front and rear crumple zones for absorbing the kinetic energy on impact. I said earlier, I believe it was on the second hour, about going in trying to replace your headlight on that Chevrolet Traverse, and that inner fender well was plastic and not metal. Like my old cars that I have, the vintage classic cars I have, it's solid metal. Well, why would you want a plastic inner fender? Because it absorbs the energy on impact. And that energy gets absorbed through that plastic fiberglass. And not... metal doesn't absorb energy, folks. It's solid. And if we can absorb the energy, it causes that energy to be absorbed from that impact into those parts and pieces before it gets to you in the driver's seat, passenger seat, wherever you might be sitting in the car, even in the back seat. My grandma was driving a 63 Mercury Meteor station wagon, four-door. You know how big those are. Those are the station wagons that had the seat in the back facing the other way. Boy, did I have a lot of fun sitting there as a kid looking at the back. Of course, seat belts, what's that? We're out just coming, going over that seat, climbing into one seat to the other seat. She was sitting in the car by herself one day going to work. Person came up behind her and hit her. Bench seat, no headrest, no crumple zone, solid metal, whiplash. So, just a little reminder again about the car manufacturers, like Mercedes back in 1951, they were the first to put a crumple zone in. A Mercedes, a W111. That's the model. I'm sure that car is very valuable today because of the model that it is, but it had a front and rear crumple zone. Just a fresh reminder of what they're doing for us to make us safe out there. And now with that, I wanted to get to you before we run down. That garage door starts rolling down. Oh, yeah. The 2021 highest safety ratings from IIHS. What's that stand for? Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. A list of 20 brands. How many awards did your brand get as I'm reading this to you today here on Auto World? Do you buy a car for safety? Well, you might now. Let's start at the bottom. These are the awards for top safety pick. And this is all from being tested from who? The IIHS, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. At the bottom, the Ram. One award. Tesla's next. One award. Cadillac's next. One award. Chevrolet. I'm just talking brands, not models. Chevrolet, two awards. Volkswagen, two awards. Oh, yeah, coming up the list to get to number one, BMW, two awards. Lincoln, three awards. Acura, three awards. Mercedes-Benz, four. Ford, five awards. Lexus, five awards. Coming up the list to get to number one. Nissan, five awards. Uh-oh. Not an uh-oh. Honda, we're going up. Six awards for Honda. Mazda, seven awards. Toyota going up the list to find out who is number one in the highest safety ratings for the IIHS, Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Toyota, nine awards. Subaru, nine awards. Kia, 10 awards. Getting closer to number one, folks. Audi, 10 awards. I believe that's tied with Kia. The number two slot for the highest safety ratings. Volvo, 15. Now, we are going to let it cool off, calm down. You've heard your brand. We're not going to say anything until, well, to the end of the show, which we're getting close. But the number one is coming your way. Number two was Volvo. Number three was Audi. Number four was Kia. Number five was Subaru. We're going to be announcing the number one slot right here on Auto World within the next 4 minutes. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, they got the most awards in 2021 for the highest safety ratings. Stay tuned. It's only 3 minutes away. Let's go to our email bag. Got an email here we got to share with you. Dig in there because we got a little time left before we get to the number one slot. We're getting there. Hi, Mark. You can read my email note on air. I think I might help other people. Well, absolutely. Thank you. My wife loves the car. We bought it new at the Buick dealership back in 2008. No problems with it. I've been doing regular maintenance on it, oil change, brakes, tune-up, battery, but now I have the engine light on. Oh, no. He says, oh, boo. I've taken it to my mechanic to get a scan done, and he tells me I need to replace my transmission, Mark. I was completely floored. I didn't know what to say to him. I'm sure my deer in the headlight look scared him off. I said nothing to him, just looked at him. Didn't even ask how much it would cost. So with all of that, can you help me understand why the transmission would even come up when my engine light is on? Thank you. Galen, listening loud in Mesquite, Nevada. Well, Galen, thank you. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate, Mesquite. Shout-out to KZNU AM 1450. St. George, Utah, and Mesquite, Nevada. Good to have you along. Ooh, this is a long email, a lot to talk about. Galen, I'm going to have to answer this because we're running out of time into the next show. I'm going to email you after the show, and we'll get you taken care of. You have electronic solenoids in your transmission that come up under the engine E-light. For a quick answer, real quick. So if you do have an electronic scan done, engine light done, you could have a shift solenoid out in your transmission, Galen. I want to give you more to that after the show here in a little bit, but let's get to the number one slot for the 2021 highest safety ratings from the IIHS, and it is the Hyundai and Genesis company. Hyundai and Genesis company, folks, made it happen. They're the number one. How many awards did they get? 15 safety pick awards, top safety pick awards from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. So just think about that next time you go out and maybe think about buying a new vehicle. They're number one. Volvo was two, Audi was three, Kia was four. Thanks for joining me here each and every week in Auto World. For sure, make sure that you drive safe. Make sure that the engine light stays off. If it does come on, get it scanned. Let's get it fixed. Make sure you put air in the tires. Oh, yeah. Make sure you got tread on the tires so you can, for sure, drive safe.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.